Hey, listeners, welcome back to another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. This is a landmark episode today, not because of anything to do with the podcast, but because of what we're talking about. We are going to be celebrating 100 years, 100 guys, 100 years of VBS through Lifeway. And that's a crazy big number to even imagine 100 years ago. So we are back with our friend Rhonda Van Cleve, who's the publishing team leader for Lifeway VBS. Hello, Rhonda.
Hey, Chuck.
And Jana Magruder is here. Jana, it's good to have you also.
I'm excited about this episode.
I know. It's a fun one, isn't it?
Yes.
We want to have a little bit of a walk down memory lane to talk about some favorite VBS themes and memories. And then we want to talk a little bit about some of the history. You know, tell us how did this whole thing get started? And then, of course, we'll talk just a tad about this summer's theme and what's coming, which we have a whole other episode that you can listen to get all the details on that. But as we get started, are you podcast listeners? I know we're listening to a podcast, and all of you in the listening audience are clearly podcast listeners. Rhonda and Jana, are you podcast listeners? Jana, I know you're a pretty prolific podcast listener.
I love podcasts. But I'm the kind, I like the kind that I actually learn something from. I know that sounds kind of snooty. I'm not an entertainment podcast. So I don't do the crime episodes or you know, that kind of stuff. I listen to parenting podcasts.
Okay. And, podcasts.
Yes. Something that I can have a little inspiration or takeaway from. I listen to our Lifeway Women's podcast, Marked.
Good show.
As well as one of our new ones, Let It Shine by Angie Elkins,
nice.
Who's our podcast manager at Lifeway now. So, I love learning from podcasts.
And so, Rhonda, you have said that you're not a huge podcast listener, but you listen to audiobooks and things like that.
Occasional podcasts when I have a particular interest in the content, and then a lot of audiobooks. Yes.
I listen to YouTube like it's a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm a big YouTube listener, not a watcher, a listener. Like when I'm driving into the office, I'll often pull up a TED talk on a topic. I like those kind of things because they're really short and concise.
Well, I listen to all podcasts on time and a half.
Okay, that's where I want to go. So I'm glad you said that.
So that they will be shorter.
Yeah, and I wonder how many of you listeners out there are listening to us right now on an accelerated speed. And what does it sound like? Jana, you said we were talking about the theme song from Kids Ministry 101 that you just heard, that dun, 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 dun,
yes.
Dun. But you said because you listen on a higher speed, what does it sound like to you?
So when I hear it in real time, like when producer Trey plays it for us to start the show,
it sounds really slow.
It feels like when we used to listen to record albums and you could turn it down.
Oh,
one.
That's great.
That's what it sounds like. It doesn't sound right.
Rhonda, are you a high speed listener?
I am. I think it's because for some reason it has to be fast for my brain to stay engaged. Otherwise, my mind wanders. Mm-hmm. So actually, currently, I'm listening at 2x speed.
Wow. Okay.
That's impressive.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
The other thing it does is it takes it raises the frequency, but the sounds go higher so you sound like the chipmunks, right?
Uh-huh.
So I kind of want to do this.
Have you ever hurt yourself, Chuck, at
I know,
time
when
and
you
a half?
Listen to me at time and a half, it's like... There you go. If you're listening,
he'll go, how can you hear that? And, well, you get acclimated.
Yeah.
I kind of want to know for those listening at high speed, that little high speed impression I just did, what does that sound like at high speed? And for those of you who are listening at high speed, let me also give you a slow sentence. That was that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. I don't know what high speed has to do with anything that we're talking about other than, let's make a note, you guys, high speed might be a really good VBS theme someday.
Okay.
So
let's
shift over to this idea of some favorite themes over the years. We are celebrating 100 years of VBS. And in just a minute, let's talk about that history and where VBS today, as we know it, came from. We want to hear about that. But we kind of all entered into VBS somewhere midstream within the last 100 years, unless we have some very, very, very old listeners, which maybe we do.
I
have a grandmother who lived to be 111, And so she
You've got some longevity genes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know that I've caught that, though. She probably had better, healthier habits than I have. Grandma Jane. However, most of us entered in somewhere in the midst of the 100 years. And so what's the first theme that you remember, you guys, or what's a special theme that you've enjoyed over the years for VBS?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when I first came to Lifeway, of course, there was already a VBS that was out and about, which was Colossal Coaster World.
Colossal Coaster.
Okay, I'm not going to sing. Yes, but immediately the song comes to mind.
Totally.
My kids were little. They loved it. And then very quickly after, Agency D3 was announced. And to this day, I've been at Lifeway 11 years. To this day, I always ask my boys, especially, you know, what was your favorite VBS? They say, by far, Agency D3. And they are ready for some kind of sequel or repeat of an Agency D3 type theme. So,
Discover, Decide, Defend.
My greater boys
that
love
was,
it.
That was awesome. Rhonda, how about you? Now, you said you have been, you have a stat that you have. It's a personal stat. 100 years of Lifeway VBS. What's your story?
I have been involved in the production of Lifeway's VBS for almost a third of that time.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes me very, very old. But, I think I've been at VBS since, I think probably before I was born, because we were in church and I always attended it growing up. But I was able, enlisted to be part of the writing team in 1996 for the redo for VBS 1997. And for those of you who will be listening that probably do, if you're really VBS historians, will remember this one. And it's one of my favorites because of the redesign and how much fun it was to be a part of thinking about and making all that happen. But it was a wild and wonderful Good News Stampede.
Good News Stampede.
Yeah.
That's it. Telling Others About Jesus was the subtitle on that one. And I still have the catalog.
Oh,
look at you literally do. She just wonderful. Held it up for those of you
it's
who
an
are
artifact.
Unable to see. How cool is that? So what are some of your favorite VBS memories, you two? So I totally remember being a kid and having the little butter cookies that fit on your finger, you know, and then like the juice that was that horrible juice. But everybody had that VBS memory. If you're in Gen X and we're in VBS, you remember that.
Well, I'm going to get spiritual now because
let's do that.
Because I received Jesus when I was 9 years old at VBS at my church, Garden Oaks Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. Pastor Jerry Lemon, and this is why I'm so passionate about pastors being part of VBS, delivered the gospel and I responded. So that's a precious memory for me.
And a lot of people have that as part of their story. Part of their testimony is the impact of VBS.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, amazing. Rhonda, favorite VBS memories?
The very first Bible verse I remember memorizing. And no, it wasn't John 3:16. No, that's a typical one. But I was a little bitty kid at a little mission church my parents were at. And it was King James. It was, "What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee." Psalms 53. And that's because it all rhymes. But that particular verse, because I do have a tendency to have a fear of a lot of things, and it stayed with me all my life. And as an adult, I have to work very, very hard to memorize verses. But the ones that we memorized in Vacation Bible School are usually the first ones I will remember that I can remember easily.
For me, Vacation Bible School was one of the first places that I ever served. Mm-hmm. So like having finished VBS and being a little too old to go back to participate, my mom was a leader and she brought me in to lead rec and to help with Bible studies. And that was one of the places where I learned to serve in the church, Mansfield Baptist Church in Mansfield, New Jersey. And then to ultimately turned into a passion for children's ministry. Mm-hmm. So what a fun thing. And listeners, I know you have a ton of different testimonies and stories about what VBS has meant to you and in your life and how the Lord has used it and what you've seen. And we could go on and talk about our own children and and grandchildren and how VBS has, they've been affected by that. It touches so many. But let's go all the way back to the beginning. So we are celebrating this year 100 years of Lifeway VBS. which is pretty amazing. Now, the first VBS happened a little before that. Rhonda, can you tell that story? The first VBS, from what I hear, what we know, wasn't in the South, and it wasn't in a church. Mm-hmm. What was that first VBS?
It was back in 1898. So my grandkids are quick to remind me that a lot of what I experienced happened in the last century. Well, this was the century before
two
that.
2 centuries ago. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so in 1898, a woman by the name of Virginia Hawes was in New York City.
New York City. And that's from that salsa school commercial, right?
And it does. We'll always say it that way because of the salsa commercial.
People like to say
in
salsa.
The summer, the kids were just loose on the streets. And her heart was for children, not to, you know, what could they be learning? And obviously her textbook was the Bible. Let's teach the Bible as well as keep learning going. But that this group of kids were close to her church community. They were in another part of town. And there wasn't a way to get the kids over there. They probably wouldn't come if there was. And so she looked around for a building that was available during the day. And what kind of building is available during the day? A beer parlor. Because
a beer
they
parlor.
Do their business at night. So we actually have the receipt where she paid for rent for that beer parlor for that time to gather kids and teach them using the Bible as the textbook and doing activities with them. And that's where we really trace the roots of the summer vacation time Bible teaching, mm-hmm. hence vacation.
So the concept of church planting, you know, is we think it's kind of new in terms of using other building space.
Yeah.
But no, Miss Virginia found a bar, local bar, and hosted VBS right there, you know, meet them where they are. And so I think that's a great concept that, you know, continues today. I love how, first of all, listeners, if you're interested in learning more about the history of VBS, a lot of these stories we uncovered for our research that we did for the It's Worth It book, which you can find on lifeway.com. We'll put it in show notes. But a lot of these stories and even images, photographs of Virginia, I don't know if the receipt's in there, I can't remember. But a lot of these stories are captured in It's Worth It. So I love mm-hmm. that story.
And all the way back to the beginning, VBS was about community outreach, reaching our neighbors, reaching outside the walls of the church to bring into the kingdom those who don't know the Lord. So what a great story going back there. However, that wasn't the beginning of Lifeway VBS. That was kind of a very early forerunner. Tell us about what was happening 100 years ago this season.
Okay. Well, fast forward from 1898 to 1922, and a man by the name of Homer Grice was a pastor down in Georgia, and his church had built a large building, like kind of, we might call it like kind of a sports facility to do things in, but it was empty during the week, and he and his wife were convicted that it shouldn't sit empty. So they wanted to minister to kids and bring them in to know about Jesus and engage them activities and build relationships. And that was in 22, and he sort of followed this pattern like Virginia had used and developed it. And so in 1924, 100 years ago, Lifeway was the Baptist Sunday School Board, and they approached Homer Grice. I don't know if I've said his name yet. His name was Homer Grice. To come and with the information he had learned by doing. I love that. That's so innate to what all of our VBS is. It's because people have done and it works. And so we share that. So he took what he knew, came to the board. They asked him to develop this curriculum, and he developed the first curriculum in 1924 that the Baptist Sunday School Board published and shared with churches so that they too could begin to try this thing, Vacation Bible School.
Homer Grice, 100 years ago, so he came in, he developed that first curriculum, and ever since, there's really been no looking back. I have kept in my home that came out of our offices, out of the archives at Lifeway, that traveled with us around our VBS previews this year, a paper spreadsheet that goes back to the early, early beginnings of Lifeway VBS, where someone had written on the back of old calendars and framed it, how many attendees there were and how many salvation decisions there were, how many schools there were across the country. And it's just such a beautiful history to see how God has used VBS all these years.
It's amazing to watch that and to think about how it has evolved and, like I said, moved with the evolving of churches, you know, how churches do things. It's kept step. Unlike a lot of things, VBS has been able to keep step with what is happening currently in the church from 1924 to 2024.
Mm. Amazing.
And it hasn't stayed the same. One of the things about VBS, because it is so connected with reaching the culture, what started back in the 1890s in that beer parlor has adapted and changed over the years to continue to reach kids in the community. And so there was a time, Rhonda, you just took us back to Good News Stampede when at that time, back in the 1920s, VBSs didn't have a theme. They had biblical content that they taught and activities that they ran, but themes came later. What can you tell us about the introduction of themes to VBS?
Okay. Yeah. Not only was there no theme, sometimes they were 2 to 4 weeks long too.
Yeah, let's note that when you get that VBS
kudos
hangover.
To all those people.
Can you imagine? No way.
2 weeks to a month long. Yeah.
Yes. So before the redesign with the 1997 VBS, basically VBS was still a 3-hour program. But if you taught, say, a third grade class, you had the whole 3 hours. And so you did everything. And there really wasn't a lot of crafts. Some people did it because that was VBS to them. Some people did not. There was almost always those little round cookies. Yes. We had flavored ones. So I was always glad when
fancy.
They were lemon.
Ooh, it's the taste of VBS.
Local bakery made them, so we had an inn. Mm-hmm. But it was, and it did not have a theme. And about 3 years before that, there was kind of a theme that was sort of introduced, but the way it was described to me at the time is it's just a wrapping. It does not touch the content at all. Yeah. Because I was even in trainings during that time, and so there
and
was like go
called?
For the gold.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There was Go for the Goal, which was an Olympic thing. There was Windows on the World, which was kind of a different cultures kind of thing. And there was another one, and somebody's going to remember what that is and tell you. I can't remember what that third one was right now. Treasures, Trail of Treasures.
Oh, I don't know about that.
So it was kind of a treasure hunt thing. And so, but then a lot of things are happening, and we feel it still. The commitment of preparing for 3 hours, or people, well, I like to do this, but I'm not so good at that. And so as this particular thing, and I wasn't part of the dreaming up, there was a leader at that time that was a great visionary. And in thinking about ways to really hone in on everybody in the church's abilities and to take a smaller slice and do it well. And then it wasn't a huge burden on any one person, but each person could shine in the part that they enjoy. And for those who had a job in the church, maybe they could do something different for a week. You know, I've seen teachers go to the kitchen and kitchen people go to this classroom. So you can do something for a week. So with 1997's change is when rotations were introduced. Uh-huh. So, and they're still the same: missions, music, rec, snack, and crafts. And because those really speak to the different types of learning styles, you know, so it's educationally based as well as the needs of the church. And it also allows you to really involve a lot more people in being a part of that thing without just drowning somebody in responsibilities. So it was a good move. And the theme really, I think, was the spark people were needing. You know, we were doing birthday parties on theme and Chuck E. Cheese's were going everywhere. Yeah. And, yeah. You know, this was the culture that kids were used to. And so they wanted to have that visual draw because remember, we're learning, oh, people can be visual learners and that's what attracts them. So it's really a concerted and crafted effort to provide a fun experience for the church and the people they're trying to reach in their communities.
So for those of us, or for those of our listeners who are academians, and child development specialists. And there are many out there, and we have huge respect for you. It's good to know that there is a pedagogy behind even the rotations, right? There's a purpose behind what they are, the different learning styles and the different areas of learning that kids need to have. Very interesting, Rhonda. Very good.
Which is why it makes it so fun. And that's amazing to me that we're still using the same model because it works.
And lasting. That's right, because it works. One of the other things that came about with those themes, there's the tying of that theme to the content, mm-hmm. right? So that the theme actually isn't separate from the content, but it helps to teach it. The other thing that came was music. And for many of us, the thematic music of VBS, the songs that are not just generic songs that we might sing, the B-I-B-L-E or whatever else, which is great to sing those songs at VBS, that there was intentionality behind the music. Rhonda, talk a little bit about some of the intentionality that maybe not everyone knows about how we use music with our VBS.
You know, what's really exciting is to me, since 1997, every single VBS song, the theme song and the five daily songs, are crafted specifically for that VBS and to carry the truth, the biblical truth of that day with kids. And so we've had a couple of different composers and producers through the years, not many, mm-hmm. because they catch the passion and want to stick with it. Mm-hmm. You know, things happen and sometimes those changes, but they really, we've had really good longevity with our composers and our producers. Through those, they have the same heart to share biblical truth with kids. And it's just exciting. And my favorite part is how long those songs stay in kids' brains. Yeah. Well, I mean, all of us adults,
not just
too.
The kids.
if your kids said, please start that CD again for, you know, even that's passing, you know, right. Play that playlist again. Uh-huh. But before we moved to Nashville, take this one. My husband was pastoring in Illinois and I helped in a music camp one summer and it was a youth camp. And we were standing in line with our trays to get our food and the youth behind me, and youth, it was like 8th, 9th, 10th graders, started a game with name this VBS song, and they would start singing along. And by that time, there had probably been close to 10, mm-hmm. and they would start singing one of the songs, not just the theme song. It was some of the daily songs, too. And it was fun to hear them do it, but also it really touched a chord in me, but to realize that that's one of those ways we are locking that truth into both sides of their brains. And if they're going to keep it through adulthood, we have to definitely make that brain connection on both sides, plus the heart connection. Now there's the perfect trifecta there right there.
And music just makes it memorable. That's, you know, that's a teaching tool that's been around for a long, long time. Is you set something to song, it helps you remember the words. And so using the music of Lifeway VBS to teach those daily biblical truths and the overall theme is so strong. And another big part of that is the gospel. Every year there's a gospel song that has the ABCs included in how we respond to the gospel. And it's amazing to me how you mentioned some of our composers, how year after year after year, it never ceases to amaze me how they can write the same song in a whole different way that unpacks the same truths of how to respond.
No two have been alike.
Well, let's talk just a bit about gospel impact, because the most important thing that comes from VBS is not just having a good time. It's not having a fun theme. It's not even just making a connection and relationship with our community. It's really about connecting kids to Jesus. So let's talk a bit about that. And Jana shared from her story how that's where she came to Christ was through VBS. Rhonda, just as we talk about 100 years, not just of all VBSs, but of Lifeway VBS, let's take just a moment to talk about the importance of that gospel impact.
Well, it's why we do what we do. And I remember the first writers conference I told you about when I came in 97, one of the things we sat down was talking about how to make it as simple and clear as possible, not only for kids, but you realize that the double bonus is that we're equipping people to share the gospel. So they're, you know, we're creating so that it's very clear and understandable, so that kids and youth and adults that hear this can, the Holy Spirit can use it to draw them to himself and to accept Christ as Savior. But it also equips people to share that gospel. Yeah. And, you know, I know sometimes not lately, but for a while it was like, well, why do you have to go through this again? People already know that. But, you know, people who know it need to really know it and they need to be reminded. It serves to cement your own faith. Like, you know, you've trusted Jesus, but as you go back through that plan again, it just makes it deeper and deeper so that you don't have those doubts and falling away. It helps make it deeper in your heart, but it also helps it become such a familiar conversation that you can easily share it when the Holy Spirit gives you an opportunity to share it. It's not like, oh, wait, how do I explain this? And so the ways that we've tried to help people wording is not just rote, but we've tried to make sure it's in there, it's saturated, and it's simple.
In a creative way. And so we've got our laptop open and Chuck has the page where we can see at least 20 themes pulled up. And the creativity that's represented in each of them is just amazing. And that is why kids love it. We love it is because we're able to bring the gospel in a creative, fresh way every year. And Rhonda, I just want to tell our listeners that you are one of the most creative people I have ever met. And that is part of the magic behind Lifeway VBS for the past however many years that you've been here. And I just want to say thank you for that. I'll tell a quick fun story. So for Christmas this year, we gave our team individual awards.
Yeah, we did. We called them for the Lifeway Kids team, we called them the Kidsies.
The Kidsies, yes. And we...
Rhonda has hers on display. If only you can see, listeners, on her shelf behind her. We gave everyone an award based on a movie or a literary character, right?
Right. And so some of them were really hard to match up, but Rhonda was not. We gave her the Willy Wonka Award. And that is because she is so magically gifted. So that was easy. And everybody, by the time we read the description, was like, oh, that's Rhonda.
That's Rhonda. All the magical things you do in a world of pure imagination, we said, right?
Yes.
So many of these, and all these ideas start somewhere that turn it. And here, Jana mentioned we have the laptop open. Here's just a sampling of what I can see. So Good News Stampede. And yeah, I know, listeners, you remember these themes. Star Quest, Ocean Odyssey, Truth Trackers, Kingdom Caper. Who doesn't remember Ramblin' Road Trip or Arctic Edge? Game Day Central. Mm-hmm. Outrigger Island was a big favorite of a lot of people. Boomerang Express, Saddle Ridge Ranch. Can we sing Tumbleweed, anybody? the Big Apple Adventure, Amazing Wonders Aviation, Colossal Coaster and Agency D3, Journey Off the Map, Submerged, Galactic Starveyors. My list doesn't go beyond that, but we
game
know.
Game On.
Game On. Yeah, Game
In
On.
The wild.
Came back. In the
Concrete
wild.
And Cranes.
And on we
Mark
go.
Studios, Twists and Turns.
Twists and Turns. And we continue this summer with a brand new theme for 2024 that is Breaker Rock Beach. So listeners, Breaker Rock Beach is our new theme. And Jana, we did a whole episode on this that we'll direct you listeners to in the show notes. It's what do we call it, Trey? Breaking Down Breaker Rock Beach, where we're going to tell you everything about the biblical content for Breaker Rock Beach. If you haven't seen that episode, pop over to lifeway.com/kids, click on the podcast and find that episode or wherever you listen to podcasts. But Jana, one of the coolest things about Breaker Rock Beach is how it ties so directly. I'm going back in my mind, guys, to the beer parlor VBS from the 1890s of how timely that was at that point in history. And likewise, this year's theme, Jana, ties so well to what we know to be the cultural need of kids today.
Absolutely. It is right on time with where our culture is right now and the messages that our kids are hearing and how we can come along and say, the world might say this, others that you know may say this, but here's what God says. And that's the rock solid truth that we want to bring through Breaker Rock Beach.
So check out Breaker Rock Beach, listeners, at lifeway.com/VBS. If you haven't already done so, you can join the free Directors Club there. You can preview the whole resource by getting your director's kit. Or if you're ready, go ahead and get your kits and start looking at decorations. Open up, there's a flipbook catalog that's available there, and you can see all the resources that will help you run a really great Breaker Rock Beach this summer. Well, we celebrate 100 years. Guys, let's give our little hooray for 100 years. Ready? One, two, three.
Hooray! Yay! Let's go.
Somehow that was felt less than sincere and enthusiastic.
Kind of sad.
Oh, well. Trey, add some applause or something in there to make that sound bigger. Let's do that in post. We'll fix it in post. Rhonda, thank you so much for sharing this cool history with us and your insights about VBS. Jana, thank you for being here and
Absolutely.
Talking VBS. And listeners, thank you for listening. Listen, please know that when you participate in Lifeway VBS, you may feel like your church may be small, but you are part of something really big that God is doing. Every year, we have more than 2.5 million participants in our VBS, and you're a part of that. We see nearly 60,000 salvation decisions that come every year from VBS, and rising as more and more churches participate in VBS. And it's so amazing to see what God does and how he has used this amazing outreach ministry of Vacation Bible School through the years, over 100 years. It feels to me, Rhonda, like it would be right for us to pray and just give thanks to the Lord for VBS and what he's done. Would you close us in a prayer?
I would be glad to. Dear Heavenly Father, we stand in awe when we realize the greatness of your work and what you're able to do with people. Just people who love you and care about you and follow you. And I thank you for this rich history. I thank you for each person who was obedient to your call, from Virginia, who went to a bad part of town and bravely found a place to reach kids, to the churches who are right now looking for how to reach the kids in their community, who are deciding that backyard might be the place they need to go. And Lord, I just thank you for being able just to see what you can do when people are committed to serving you and sharing the gospel. Lord, I thank you for the privilege of getting to be around people who pour their hearts and energies and creativities and giftings into resources that can help all of us in churches do your work. Lord, I commit the work of our hands to you. I commit the work of VBS this summer to you, that you will be honored and glorified in all of it. For we give it to you and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Rhonda, thank you. Listeners, thank you for listening. Check out Lifeway VBS, Break the Rock Beach at lifeway.com/VBS. And we'll see you back again soon for another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast.